Blog Talk Radio.
Let me hear the worshipers! Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go. It's who I got.
Thank you for tuning in tonight to our talk show, The Next Chapter Widow Ministry, a ministry in embracing widows. The purpose of our ministry is to exemplify love to widows through regular encouragement and information about the many decisions of the first 3 years. Our scripture reads, honor widows that are widows indeed. That's coming from 1 Timothy 5:3. I hope everyone is doing well tonight. Well, tonight we're going to talk about the Holy Spirit. I went to Bible study tonight, and we were talking about the Holy Spirit, the power and the authority of the Holy Spirit, and what the Holy Spirit does. It convicts us of our sins. We talked about how it rejuvenates us. It teaches us. It guides us. It comforts us. It gives us spiritual gifts. The Holy Spirit does all of that for us. And one main thing that I want to talk about tonight, that it also gives us the authority and allow us to witness to the unbeliever, witness to others. So I want to talk to you tonight about a story about a 5-year-old who witnessed to an unbeliever. When I read this story, I thought it was very fitting for what I learned about tonight about the Holy Spirit, how God can work through what it says about the mouth of babes. So this 5-year-old, I want to talk about and tell you about the story about the 5-year-old. And the name of the story is Miracle on Mercy Street. It was this family who, they were getting ready. They lived in Seattle, Washington. And they got on this ferry boat with friends, a family and church friends who were all going to this opera. And the opera, they had to get on a ferry to get to the other side in order to go to this play. And the play was a cast presenting musical as an evangelistic outreach. And as this family got what they did first, it made a whole day and afternoon event for this church and family. Well, they had lunch first. And the 5-year-old, they all ordered seafood, but the little five-year-old, Ryan wanted hamburger and french fries. But Ryan was so excited about going to this play and being on the ferry boat, the whole thing. You know how kids are. So he, even though he ordered the hamburger and fries, he didn't feel like eating all of it. He was too excited. He only had a couple of bites of the hamburger. So his mom got a doggy bag and took it along with them. So when they got to their destination, they got off the ferry, and then but they had to also catch a bus, a motor coach, to get to the theater, the Seattle Center. So they weren't all Ryan's family, mother and father, wasn't able to all sit together because the bus was so crowded. But his mother and Ryan sat together near at the front of the bus. And sitting across the aisle was this hungry-looking guy was eyeing Ryan's doggy bag. So Ryan noticed the man kept looking at his doggy bag. So this is the five-year-old now. He said, "Would you like to have my hamburger?" And the stranger said, "Yes." He nodded his head and said yes. And he thanked Ryan for, and he reached out and grabbed the bag. And he smiled, and he started eating the hamburger and french fries. He sort of really gulped it down because he was so hungry. And after he finished, he thanked Ryan again. And he started talking to Ryan. They started having conversation with each other. And he told Ryan that, "I am an American Indian." And so his mother started talking to them as the man as well, and said, "Well, I have someone in my family that has Indian blood also." They continued to talk and talk. And when they got to their destination, they got off the bus, and the father came along because he was on the other side. So this man asked, he told Ryan, said, "My name is George. What's your name?" So Ryan told him what his name was. So what happened was, at that time, he was really had body odor and really smelled like stale urine. But they did not push him off like some people. You know, I could be guilty of one of those, you know, someone smelling like that and you want them to get away from you. And pretty much the five-year-old didn't even notice. Well, he knew this guy had a odor, but he never treated him differently. So George, who is he was pretty much a homeless man, he asked Ryan, "So where are y'all going?" "So we are going to a play." So he asked Ryan's father, Ted, said, "How much does the play cost?" So they said, "It's nothing, it's free." And he said, "Can anyone go?" So the father said, "Yeah, sure, anyone can go. Would you like to come along with us?" And the purpose of this play is to save souls. So George kept walking along in the crowd with the family of mom, with all the other people that was going from the bus as well. And he kept up with them. He did not let them leave them. He just kept walking and talking among them. And as they were walking, he started telling Ryan's father that he had a drinking problem. And once he was trapped in a fire and his part of his body was covered with scars from the burn. So he confessed he felt comfortable in talking with his family because his family treated him like a human being, even though that he smelled stinky and had urine smell. They avoided, they never showed him that they didn't want him to be around with them. So as they went on into the opera house, well, the mother decided, because I guess his breath was really bad, so she took out some mint and gave George some mint because he was constantly talking. And he thanked Anne, the mother, for doing that. And as they, before the play started, George sat next to Ryan and the other sat on the other side. They had the best seat in the house. But during intermission, George left his seat abruptly. And Ted started looking around, that's the father, wondering what happened to George. And also Ryan did too. They didn't know why he left. And Ted decided to go and look to see where he went, but no one saw where he went. So as the play continued, George returned. George came back to his seat, and guess what happened? George had went into the bathroom and combed his hair, he pretty much, I guess, wetted his hair with the water from the sink and pushed it back, slicked it back, and also washed his face and hands. And when he came back to the seat, they saw how handsome he was. So they told him that they didn't want him to miss the end of the play. And he started talking that and telling them about his mom. He said his mother been praying for him for many years and always begging God to save him. And he also said that he knew that he gave his mother a pretty hard time in the past. And he began crying. He brushed the tears from his eyes. And he also had the other teary eyes as well. As the play continued, at the end of the play was finally over. And when the play was over, there was an altar call because this was our evangelist outreach play to save souls that night. And they called an altar call. And young and old, all went to the altar. And guess who was the first one in line? It was George. George went up, and they all were happy to see what had happened. And at the end of everything, George said goodbye. They all said goodbye to George and each other. And George went down the street with his head up. He was just walking slowly with his head up in the air and disappeared in the crowd. So the purpose of this is you never know. We all make judgment on how people look, smell, and I'm guilty of that as well. And we got to be careful because, you know, you never know if it's an angel that's testing you and wondering how you're going to treat that person. That person was saved that night. That five-year-old never looked at him differently, even though he smelled funny and looked terrible and dirty. He gave him his laugh. He allowed him in his heart. He didn't allow, he showed really, his mother and father was also nice to him as well. But a young person can always, if we don't teach them how to hate and do and say mean things to each other, a child would never grow up in this world doing some of the things that are happening today. When we embed these things in their minds that you shouldn't do this and shouldn't do that, but this young boy gave, I'm sure he, this day and evening meant so much to George that a family reached out to him, allowed him to come to a play as he was, gave them his little boy's lunch, allowed him to eat that, take them to the movie, sit next to them. That's how God wants us to be. That's the saying, what would Jesus do? Yes, that's what Jesus would have done. But think about it. Would you have done that? Would you have allowed George to stay around you all that time smelling like this? He was saved. He believed that Jesus was the Christ that night. This is how God wants us to be. Let the Holy Spirit live within us and let the Holy Spirit lead us and guide us. We are all guilty of some of these things, but God wants us to do better. He wants us to be a better Christian. And he wants us to reach out to others because there's so many people out there that are hurting and need your help, each individual, each one of us. So let us be a Ryan, a Ted, like that family, and never judge one by the way they look and the way they smell. And just knowing that it could be God's angel watching you, testing you. So think about that the next time you have an opportunity to witness to someone. So that's what I wanted to talk about tonight. I also have some announcements. Next week we're going to have a guest, and our guest is one of our own, Deidre Adams. She is considered a writer now because she has written a book. She lives in Florida, and she met with us. We went to the Holy Land Experience in Orlando, Florida, several years ago, and she met us down there. Well, she has written a book, and she's going to come on next week and talk about her book. The name of her book is Prayer Men, A Man Prayer Guide for His Children from Conception to Adulthood. Well, please let others know that we will have her as our guest and ask them to join us and listen to her and also talk about her book next week, Deidre Adams, one of our own widows who lives in Florida. The other thing is we still have time for you to ask others and to join us on our trip to Panama City, Florida for July 18th through the 20th. We do need your deposits. Well, we have your deposit, but we need other payments. The other payment for June is due now. I must make a second payment in another week. So please get your payment to me as soon as possible because we need to make another payment to the hotel. And please make an effort to see and talk to other people in your church or family and friends to join us on this trip because we do have lots more seats available, and we hope that you can get others to join us on this trip. We've always had a great time on all of our trip, and I know that God will be with us again this time. The other thing is I will be calling a few of you to help with editing the testimonies for our book that we're going to be writing. I hope that it's possible that we can write this book and publish it before year end. So I need your help. If you want to just call me and let me know, if there's anyone on the line tonight have not written your story, we really want your story to be a part of this book. It's so important, just like Ryan, Ann, and Ted family witness to this to George, just by the way that they showed their love towards him. Just knowing that every testimony that's going to be in this book is going to touch someone else's life. One of your stories is going to be similar to their story. And another thing that I want to reach out to you as well, we have not had many new widows this year. Unfortunately, when there are many widows out there, so we want you to reach out to them and let them know about the Next Chapter Widow Ministry. Let them know that we meet every third Saturday morning. We have this talk show every Tuesday. Please invite them so we can share and give them words of encouragement and some materials that we can give them to help them through their journey of grief. We want to be there for them. So please reach out to other widows, because we only have had two new widows, and we know that there are a lot of death out there, and there's a lot of widows out there that are hurting. So please channel them and talk with them to be a part of this group. That's your way of witnessing and working, letting the Holy Spirit work in within you, helping others get through their journey of grief, just like the Next Chapter have helped you. So please do that. It doesn't have, the person doesn't have to be here in Georgia. You know that they can dial in anywhere across the country. So please spread the word, and so we can continue to encourage others. Let me see how much more time we have. We have some more minutes. There are some other announcement I have. We have also, going back to the book, there is, we do need your help in working on the book. So please be available when I call you, or just call me yourself and volunteer to start reading and editing, typing, or whatever the case may be that we're going to do to get these stories ready to be sent to a publisher. If you know, and we're going to also ask Deidre some questions, how she got hers, how long did it take, and different things to help us, because hers is a small paperback. But if she can do it, we can do it. And we want to get this done by before year end, because we need to let others hear about our testimonies. You know one thing, I love to hear a testimony. It doesn't have to be about a widow, someone dying. It can be a testimony about something else. I can sit and listen to testimonies after testimony, because it shows how good God is, how he works through different situations. I just love to sit back and listen to testimonies, because it just feels, and it just makes me, I get so excited and to see the goodness of our God. I mean, just the knowing that how he loves us, he will never leave us or forsake us, and how he can make small things, out of big things. it's just so amazing how little things can, that we think that are big things, are just nothing. That he can show you how small that problem that you thought was so big. I mean, it is so amazing how God works in your life. And he favors our widows and our children. Just knowing that he will find ways to provide for you, resources, putting people and things in your presence to take care of you, to help you to get through these different changes that you're going through, different moments, feelings, anxiety, health problem. And tonight we're going to pray for several of our widows that are going through several different things, surgeries, going through different, whatever you might be going through. We want to pray on that tonight. And we only have 4 more minutes, and I think that we're going to do that just now. That's the end of my announcement. We're going to ask God to come in our hearts right now. We just ask you, Heavenly Father, to be with the Next Chapter Widow Ministry and all of our members and our family and friends. Whatever situation that we might be going through right now, we just ask you to heal our bodies, help us with our financial situation, help us whatever problem that we may be going through. Might be going through some situation, our children might be going through some things. We might be looking for a new job. Whatever situation we might be going through, we know, Lord, we know that you're there. You're going to continue to let your Holy Spirit to live within us and help us to do the things that you want us to do. Let us be like Ryan, a 5-year-old, that gave us an example what would Jesus do? Let us become a Ryan to go out and save souls, Heavenly Father. Be open and be willing to help someone that is in need, even if they don't look like we think that they should, or smell like they should. Help us, Lord Jesus, to overlook those things and do the things and act. Do what you would want us to do, Heavenly Father. We just thank you, and we just praise your holy name. I ask you to help us to fill that bus up for this trip that we are going on. Let your will be done, and protect us, Lord Jesus, wherever we go this week. Lead us and guide us, and be with us in every way. We just thank you in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Be blessed, and join us again this next week, and listen to Deidre Adams as she talks about her book. Share it with others. Have a great week. Good night.
The outpouring of your spirit, till I can't take no more. I need you, Lord. Right now, fill me up again. I cannot move on without you. Do like you did way back when. I need you, Lord.